Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomre Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth segment in Halachos and Ideas of the Pesach Seder. So we've finished Korech, and now we're at Shulchan Orech, the meal. There are some halachic issues that are relevant to the meal. One issue that people ask about every year is the issue of roasted meat. We know, of course, that the Korban Pesach was roasted. So there's a halacha that a person is not supposed to eat roasted sheep or lamb Seder night because it will look like someone is recreating the Korban Pesach, and that will be a big problem until we actually bring the Korban Pesach yet again. And it's normally extended in halacha to include any type of meat, that we do not eat roasted meat at the Seder. So the million-dollar question is, define roasting. There are a lot of different opinions in halacha. There are those who are very strict about it. The normal model that I advise people is that throughout the cooking and even reheating process, there should be some liquid in the pan with the meat or chicken or whatever it is you're talking about. It should not be only the meat's or chicken's own juices. It should be more than that. There should be some type of external liquid, whether it be a water or some other wine, whatever it is, but there needs to be some external liquid in with the pan, in with the meat in the pan throughout the cooking and even reheating process. Another interesting halacha that comes up at the Seder, and it's discussed in halacha, is that a person shouldn't eat too much at the meal. The idea is that the eating of the afikoman should not be what's called an achila gasa, a total, for lack of a better definition, a piggish type of eating at the end. One should not eat the afikoman, the matzah, at the end of the meal in that manner. And there are opinions in halacha that say that if a person eats achila gasa, that they totally have no room whatsoever and they're just stuffing themselves when they eat the afikoman, that it's not even halachically considered to be eating, and they're not yotzei the eating of the afikoman. Now, that's really interesting, because the halacha by the afikoman is it's supposed to be nechal al hasova, that a person eats it when they're already satiated, that they're not eating the afikoman because they're starving, they're eating the afikoman because it's a mitzvah to eat the afikoman. And yet, in halacha, there's supposed to be some kind of fine line between basically being full and eating the afikoman because it's a mitzvah and just eating way beyond one's capabilities. So there is a concept that someone's not supposed to totally fill up at the Seder meal. There's also a concern in halacha about having too much to drink at the Seder meal in terms of alcohol. Obviously, one wouldn't want to get drunk at the Seder, but also one wouldn't want to become too tired at the Seder. There's a beautiful concept of staying up after the Seder and continuing to study ideas of the Exodus and Halachos and things of that sort. And so therefore, it would be a great shame if a person had too much to drink at the Seder meal and didn't have the capacity to stay up beyond that point. Okay, going on to the eating of the afikoman, there's a concept that a person, if possible, should eat actually two kazayases when one eats the afikoman. One kazayas represents the actual eating of the Korban Pesach. We don't have a Korban Pesach. We don't have that animal that was brought as a sacrifice, but we eat the matzah to commemorate the Korban Pesach. And then the second kazayas to commemorate the matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach. So when you say it that way, essentially a person's eating two kazayases when they eat the afikoman, a pretty standard measure for how much matzah that adds up to would be half of a hand matzah. There is halacha that the afikoman is supposed to be eaten before chatzos, before halachic midnight. Many of us are not so easily able to hit that point, and maybe in the next segment we'll discuss a very famous halachic suggestion to dealing with the problem if someone is too late in eating the afikoman. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.